Now we're going to meet an attorney on a mission. He wants to stop companies from offering their employees high-cost, bad retirement plans. Boeing has been one of his targets, and now the aerospace company is moving to settle a lawsuit accusing it of mishandling 401k plans for thousands of workers. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Under federal law, employers are required to act in their workers' best interests in retirement plans. It's not enforced very much by regulators, but a consumer rights lawyer in St. Louis named Jerry Schlichter has sued a series of companies now to force the issue. This is Erning Schlichter, the nickname of the 401k Lone Ranger.
Yes, that's what I have been called, and I've always represented workers, and I see how important it is that workers not be ripped off by their employer in their 401k plan.
Okay, here's how this works. If a company does right by its workers, many experts say it finds low-cost, well-diversified, smart investment choices. But Schlichter says some companies offer workers mutual funds with fees that are way too high. Sometimes he says the companies get kickbacks for that, and over time...
It's hugely devastating. A 1% difference in fees over a 35-year work career makes a 28% difference in the retirement assets available to that worker. So this is huge. It may mean that the employee has to extend their work another 6 or 7 years instead of retiring when they wanted to, or their lifestyle in retirement is severely hurt.
Schlichter and Boeing are not commenting on this case because the details are still being worked out. Before the settlement, Boeing had said its retirement plan was in keeping with best practices. Schlichter has already sued Lockheed Martin, Ameriprise Financial, and six other large firms that have settled for a total of $200 million. About a third of that goes to the law firm. Two-thirds go to the workers. Schlichter says the settlements also mandated reforms at the companies that are enforced by the federal courts. Now, all these cases involve big companies, but...
Smaller employers tend to have an even larger problem with excess fees.
That's Ian Ayers, a professor at Yale Law School. He researches 401k plans. He says a good rule of thumb, if you're paying less than half of 1% in fees total for your investments, you're doing well. But if you're paying more than 1%, you're losing a lot of money over time. Chris Arnold, NPR News.